Hello, I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's delve into the significant industry headlines from the past week here in Australia. We start off with a spotlight on mental health as leading insurance provider TAL reports a surge in mental health-related claims. In the 6 months ending in September, 29% of claims, nearly a third, were attributed to conditions like depression and PTSD, overtaking physical injuries. This elevated mental health to the top spot, superseding claims for physical ailments, which came in at 18%. The financial impact can't be understated. TAL reportedly paid $2.3 billion in claims to over 36,200 customers, showing a noticeable uptick from $2 billion last year. This trend sees life insurance evolving beyond merely providing a financial safety net, but becoming an integral part of mental health care. TAL is leading this shift, not just compensating customers, but offering added value with psychiatric assessments and health services, aiding in recovery. However, not all industry trends are as positive. Health insurance premiums are under scrutiny as they see unexpected hikes due to a tactic known as product phoenixing. It appears some insurers are discontinuing their old policies and introducing new, pricier ones. In addition to circumventing annual rate change regulations, this move restricts consumer options, a concern recognized by the Commonwealth Ombudsman. In particular, those holding gold policies are feeling the pinch. A standout example comes from 2023, when policy prices surged 21%, only to be followed by yet another 14% increase this year. Health Minister Mark Butler has publicly condemned these actions. The call for insurer accountability is gaining momentum, and legislative action could be in the pipeline if such tactics persist. In a reminder to us all, a longtime car insurance policyholder discovered the hard way the importance of monitoring policy renewals. After a collision in April, a claim was denied when it was realized that their policy with IAG had lapsed over 5 years prior. Regardless of the policyholder's 18-year track record of prompt renewal with no evidence of mail disruption, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority confirmed the expiration. It underscores how crucial it is for policyholders to stay vigilant about their insurance coverage. That brings our weekly insurance news wrap to a close. This is Paige Estrotori, representing Financial Services Online. For more information about our services, feel free to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you, and see you next week.